This is the Texas Standard.
Despite the message of a possible drawdown in Iraq, the message to troops here in the U.S., deploy or get out. That's the word from Pentagon officials regarding a new policy that seeks to get rid of non-deployable troops in the military. So is it a move to make a leaner, meaner fighting force, or is the military simply not accounting for thousands upon thousands of support personnel? Helping us to understand is Tara Kopp. She's Pentagon Bureau Chief for the Military Times. Tara, thanks for joining us.
Sure, thanks for having me.
So what exactly is this policy, and when did word of it get out?
So last July, Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis put out a memo talking about lethality overall, the need to shave excess training, excess requirements, and specifically to target non-deployable service members. A non-deployable service member is someone who, for either administrative or injury purposes, cannot be sent out to battle for a period longer than 30 days, sometimes 60 days, sometimes longer than that. It covers a lot of other categories too. For example, pregnancy is a non-deployable category, although it's a temporary one. But what they were really getting at were a specific subset of service members who have been on injured lists for an extended period of time, or who have learned to work the system with, you know, any sort of large bureaucracy like the Defense Department and any other agency. There are people who learn the system and figure out ways to kind of check the right box at the right time so that they're not losing pay because they're injured. But then when it comes time to deploy, all of a sudden that box gets checked of, oh, they're injured and they can't deploy at present.
The messaging of this and the way that you just described that sounds a little bit about like the folks who say that there's widespread abuse of something like the welfare system, kind of glossing over the fact of those who may really need it and saying, you know, that there may be a large number of people who are abusing it. But does the military actually have numbers of folks who they say are kind of abusing this system?
Not specifics on who is abusing the system, but specifics on who is non-deployable at present. So there are 2.1 million members in active duty, in the reserves, in the National Guard.
Mm-hmm.
At present, 235,000 are on non-deployable status.
So about 10%?
Now they're really 11%.
11%.
They're really getting at about 116,000 of those that are the injury status folks. And then there's another these are a lot of numbers, but there's another 99,000 that are on it for like administrative reasons. They haven't gotten the proper immunization shot or they haven't done their regular dental checkups. And those things, they're just going to put pressure on local, you know, commanders to get their units, get all the boxes checked administratively.
But it seems like this could also include people who were injured, perhaps injuries incurred during service. And in a way, it seems a bit jarring to now consider these people not useful to the military.
That's a really good point. And this new policy does specifically address wounded warriors and gives the services an exemption so that wounded warriors who have shown that they have, you know, healed and have adapted can continue to serve.
Is there also a risk of sending a message that, you know, your desk work or whatever job that you're doing that isn't something that's happening overseas isn't valuable?
Well, the problem with that is that every service member is expected to be able to deploy, and that means meeting the fitness requirements to be able to deploy and to have all of your paperwork and your health checkups. They're facing enormous pressure due to, you know, 16 years of constant operations, where there are certain types of specialties that have literally just been out in the field nonstop, and they're losing those members, and they don't have people to backfill. So this is really a pressure of, you know, our forces are really supposed to be out in the battlefield. They're not supposed to be in desk jobs, and everyone should expect to meet those standards.
Tara Kopp is Pentagon Bureau Chief for the Military Times. Tara, thanks again.
Thank you so much.